Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, oh my God, so healthy and pretty sexy people. I can't believe that just rolls out of me every week. Hi, we're back. Yeah, I love it. I love Sunday mornings. I love when we get together. I love what we get to. I just love. I love you. Can you feel it? I love you. So I have been a furious little creator. I decided I wanted more auditions, more opportunities, and I was booking more jobs, and I just booked a very nice film that I leave on Wednesday to go shoot. And I explored some interesting things about my fears with the COVID and everything. And it was really empowering, and I want to bring it to you. You see, the universe brought me everything I asked for. Bigger movies, bigger people involved, bigger money, good part. Everything that I had been asking for. And then I went, oh, maybe I shouldn't go do it. Maybe it's not safe. So I had to really look at that and go back to my own work and the Health and Wellness Summit that I just taught. And when I look into my energy, I don't see anything in my energy that aligns with COVID. I stay consistently and consciously focused on love, bringing love in, being the state of love, right? So, do I know that and go participate in this opportunity that I created, or do I not know that and not participate? And there are pros and cons to each side. Again, as you perceive, as you believe, as you see the world, as you see yourself, that's how your experience is delivered to you. So bottom line, I'm going. And I'm going in the knowing that my entire energy pattern is the frequency of divine love, and divine love does not attract disease. So that's kind of exciting. And it was interesting because when this job came in, along with three auditions for national commercials this week, when it came in, I went, oh my God, I wouldn't in my wildest dreams have ever thought it would come from here. Because it's an English movie. And the channel said, exactly, you can't see where half the stuff is coming from that I'm going to bring you. That's why, again, you have to be open to all possibilities. And your job, once again, know what you want, commit to it, feel the love and joy around it, ask us to partner with you, and then let go and let it come in however freaking beautifully, fabulously it can be manifested for you. I have so many experiences of this in my career and my life, guys. So many times when I've said, oh my God, this is exactly what I asked for, but I would never have imagined it coming in this way. So I am imploring you, be open to all possibilities. You cannot see them. You know, play in your imagination as much as you can. You know, Einstein and I are very big on the imagination and the creation process. And the other thing is, the channel said, you've got to seize the moment, Dee. Here you have a film. We're answering everything that you asked for. And every day you direct your energy to be health and wellness and love and money. We're bringing it all to you here. Now you need to trust. But you see, when we go into fear, it doesn't allow us to trust and seize the moment. Right? So, again, back to Bruce Lipton, and this is in every subject of your life. A being that lives in love, lives in health and wellness, meaning money, abundance, good relationships, healthy body and mind, everything. A being that lives in hate or anger or judgment is going to create disease, anxiety, a breakdown in their body, mental health issues, etc. Okay, so again, and again, and again, and again, the most positive, powerful exercise you can do every day is the breathing exercise. Just start with, I am divine love. And know that when you claim that on your exhale, that means health and wellness and money and all the desires of your heart lie in divine love. 10 minutes a day. We posted it on the left side of the e-blast. If you want the e-blast, just go to IMD Wallace. A little pop-up will come up and just sign up for the e-blast and you'll have it on the left-hand side. Okay, our next webinar is going to be November 11th and it's literally called What's Next. I sat down and I went into the channel and I said, what's the highest thing I can serve with? What's everybody going to want to know? Because I was going to do it actually on November 4th, but they said, no, that's too soon. We want to do it after the election. Updates on the vaccine will be out. The holidays will be upon us. The new year is coming, and we want to give you specifically guidance regarding the creation process for what's next. I don't know about you, but I can't wait. Now, the sign up on the website is not up yet. It will be up tomorrow. Okay, anything else? Everybody open their hearts and open their chakras, okay? We want to bring in fabulous, incredible, amazing questions that's going to shift everybody here. So we going to be starting with Miss Karen in Canada. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
As you were talking, I had an image. I was standing at the edge of a cliff, but my wings were growing and the airplane mask came down. Which is funny because I was thinking about asking how I support my daughter who's dealing with so much. And there goes the question.
Yeah, you've got your wings and you're ready to fly. And then you've got to bring in your safety mask. It's a great analogy for what I was just talking about, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the fear? Where's the fear of jumping off?
Wow, that's powerful. Not knowing, which is why this webinar sounds fascinating to me.
Yeah, not knowing. And guys, let's just talk about the elephant in the closet. Everybody's in fear of dying right now. Yeah. If I jump off, my wings won't work and I'm going to die. I mean,
even the analogy of dying in the choice, right, Dee?
Well, absolutely.
Not physically dying? Yeah, dying.
Yeah. Every time you don't live your dream or you shut yourself off, you die a little bit, guys. So you might as well jump off the cliff and find out that your wings actually fly. Or, you know, they're showing me Bupalopaloo. Bupalopaloo, my little bear, touched a lot of people, helped a lot of kids, but ultimately never got out there in a big way. Does that mean I didn't fly? No, because I worked through so many of my fears in order to even get the bear made, to even get it manufactured, to get the idea out, right? To be able to go out on talk shows and talk about love. But if I had deferred to the safety mask, instead of going, well, I'm just going to fly with this and let it take me where it's going to take me, I wouldn't have had any of those experiences, which I have put to use now in other ways. And somehow this all ties in with your daughter. So, okay, well, this is coming up a lot. It's genetic. So if it's genetic, Karen, and you're afraid to fly, she's going to be afraid to fly.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
Guys, how do we learn? We learn through verbal teaching. We learn through modeling and watching, you know, the people who are supposed to know, the gods, our first gods, our parents, our grandparents, right? That's where we learn and put together, oh, this is the way the world works. And right now, you both kind of are sharing the belief that the world works if I keep myself safe and don't fly.
Wow.
And if you have that belief, Karen, then you have to create that as a reality in your life, right?
Which manifests illness.
Well, yeah, and it also manifests you not embracing your dreams and going after them. Which, is she depressed?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why. Because she's holding herself down.
Well, she keeps putting everything out there and nobody's responding. And I keep saying to her, we're trying to figure out why she's in motion, but she keeps, nobody's responding to, she
because
goes, Mom, am I being positive?
Because she's afraid for them to respond because then she's going to have to fly. I just did work with a young man yesterday around something very similar. You know, he got, as soon as he got this big interview, he got sick.
Oh.
And he got sick because, oh, what if I get it? Not what if I don't get it. So the more you can talk to her energy and go, you can do this. You can do this. They want you. I want you to look out into the world and see a world that wants you and appreciates you and honors you. I'm working on the same thing, guys. And that's, I know that the work I've done in the last 3 months around respecting other people brought me this film. And the director called me yesterday and he said, you know, Dee, I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm such a huge fan. And these were his words, you guys. I have so much respect and honor for your work. Now, what have I said every day? I am attracting people to work with in great jobs that I honor and respect, and that honor and respect me. Now, you can't have it mirrored back to you any closer than that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Just help her know that when she gets it, she's going to be able to safely fly.
Okay.
All right, baby. Hold on. Is there anything?
I love you. Thank you again.
Let's balance all this for all of us. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. That is an invaluable lesson to everybody listening, guys. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome. God bless. Love you.
And back to you, baby. And we're going to Camille in Oregon. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Yeah, so my question is relationships. So I have become involved with a man. He is called Mason. And I'm very curious to see what's really going on here. And will this turn into something good?
Okay.
Because I like where it's going.
As the first thing that the channel screamed in my little bean brain here, when you said relationships, they said it's not about relationships. So There are two things you need to get aligned within you, Camille. Do you understand that you create everything within you first?
Yes.
Okay, you're sure? You got that?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it.
So the first thing you need to bring into alignment, sheets, book, song, give me a movie, please, any movie that pops in. Just get out of the way. They'll give it to you. Camille, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, I need a song from you, sweetheart. Any song that pops into your little
mind.
A
Whole Lot of Love.
A Whole Lot of Love. Okay. You're not throwing a whole lot of love at relationships. So the channel wants you to look at all the relationships that maybe even subconsciously you're going, well, I don't want that anymore. I don't want that again. That's not going to create what you do want. And that's the second thing. Is that you have to get clear about what you want, and you're not. You're waiting. Oh, they're giving me that song, wishing and hoping and dreaming, and you know that one. Okay, that's not going to create the relationship and the guy you want, babe. So when you get off, I want you to write down every single attribute that you want in a man. Everything. Make sure good health is on there. Make sure that financially stable is on there. Make sure that he honors and respects himself and you, and that you can honor and respect him, because it's got to go both ways. Right? Write down
right.
absolutely everything you want. And then the channel says, you will absolutely know if this guy's a match. And
okay.
if you're a match to his energy.
Right.
Okay. So back to the beginning of the show, too, Camille. Everything and anything is possible, baby. Everything
right.
and anything is possible. We want to create the possibilities that are a match to what we want. And for those of you who are looking at relationships, I just want you to know there's 1,000 people out there for you. There's not one. There's a lot of them. Now, some will have some qualities, some will have other qualities, and there are some people that will have all the qualities or pretty close to it, and that's what you want. Okay?
Yes.
All right. You get yourself
okay.
into alignment with those things, and the guy will show up, and you will be clear about it. All right?
Thank you.
You bet. Boy, that was great for all of us. Thank you. Andrew in Toronto, what's up?
Hello, Dee. Good afternoon from Toronto.
Hi, sweetheart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning here. What can we answer
yeah, well,
for you, honey?
Weather. Well, I, I just wanted to say that I really love this going to the love place. I've had situations the past couple of weeks where I've been challenged, and, you know, even though I've gone into my head for a bit, I've actually, by going into the love place, I've actually been able to step back and just embrace what has happened, even though I still do intellectualize sometimes, we all do. And also, I appreciate that you have the breathing exercise in your email newsletter, because if it wasn't there, then I would have been lost on how to do the breathing.
Considering recording a guided one for everybody, because so many people ask me. So that's an idea that's brewing in my little bean brain. So great, Andrew. That's great, because going into your heart is keeping you balanced through all this. But do you have a specific question?
Well, I guess the question is more related to, because you're a clairaudience, and I know we all have the gift of the different senses. What helps to develop the other senses, like the clairaudience, to understand and to hear the guidance? Because for me,
okay.
claircognizance and clairascension are my strong suit.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to say, I am a channel, because otherwise you're trying to be a channel. And as you direct the energy follows. I am a channel, and I am in total trust of my channel. Because trust is the biggest place where everybody falls out when they're trying to channel, guys. Okay. And then you
okay.
practice, Andrew. Thanks. Do you work with a pendulum?
I do have a pendulum, and I have worked with it, but I don't work with it that often because I've been busy with other stuff.
Okay. Well, and everybody's different. Like my friend Jared Hewitt, he tests with his fingers. I use a pendulum. My friend Nadia just listens, which I mean, you have to listen. Otherwise, none of it works, right? So, but
yeah.
the as soon as you declare that you are a channel and that you trust the channel, this is what I advise for everybody. You make sure you direct your heart and your chakras to open and your heart aligned to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. And you direct that you only want that you only get and receive the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. Because a lot of people can reach into energy and get information, but they don't have the highest understanding of it. And that part is exceptionally important. So energy has to follow direction. If you are directing your energy to only tap into the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, it must follow that direction. And everything you do then is through divine love. Because, you know, you want to learn to get the highest information and the highest answer, not the answer you want or the answer that you're in fear of. For example, when I was looking at accepting this film and having to travel, I sat down and went into the channel and I said, okay, it's not safe to travel. And I got a yes, and then immediately I heard, but not for you. So I was asking a blanket statement. I wasn't asking a statement pertaining to myself personally. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I understand.
So you just have to start practicing, and practice with simple things that don't matter, guys. Simple things that don't matter. Well, coffee or tea, what's my highest choice today for the health of my body? Or either one. You know, start with the simple things so you build up your trust in yourself. And then start working with friends for free and getting their feedback. And then start charging. And then raise your prices. And you see, it's like any other business. It's a business of you building your platform and your cornerstone and then building on that, Andrew. Did I answer your question, honey?
Oh, yeah, you did. And congratulations.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. Thank you, darling.
Yes.
All right, we're going to Justine in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Wow, you guys are going through it back there with all the hoopla and stuff, aren't you?
Yes, geez.
I know. Won't we be good? We are going through voting fatigue, you know? I'm over it. I already cast my ballot. I know who's going to win. I just want it to be over by now. What's your question, baby?
Okay, so this has been a week-long thing. It started. I'll be very quick here to get to the point. It started last Sunday when I had to take my cat to the emergency vet in West Virginia because that was the closest one to me. She was a little gimpy in the morning, and, you know, I freaked out. Did she hurt, you know, break something
okay,
or whatever?
Okay, got it. Got it.
So, you know, and then Monday when I got your e-blast, so I've kind of figured out part of this. When I got your e-blast and it was about money, and you said your issue was future, which was the same thing for me because obviously it was a very large bill because it was the emergency vet. And so it wasn't about my thing. In the beginning, wasn't about the money that I had to spend right then and there. It was the future. Am I going to have enough later on?
Yes, ma'am. You're right on.
Right. So I got to that part. The other thing that happened was, like, after I got there and, you know, because of everything that's going on, I had to sit out in the parking lot. I couldn't go in with her. She's around all these strangers with masks on. I'm sure it freaked her out. But so I was concerned with that. But then the other thing that hit me, too, it's like I am all alone. I had to get up that morning and take care of all of this all by myself. I had no one.
You are not ever alone, Justine.
You're
not ever alone.
I sat there and had a little pity party for myself. It's like I didn't. I mean, I just felt, for the first time in a very long time, I just felt completely and utterly alone.
Okay, what do you think that has to do with your kitties limping?
That's a good question.
Well, the channel is saying that, yeah, the channel is kind of smiling with love and saying you're kind of limping along here, Justine, you know.
I mean, I don't have a lot to complain about. Everything is pretty damn good. But
guys, right now, I said the very words to my daughter, my God, everything in your life is going so great with all these opportunities coming to you. She says, I know, Mommy, but I'm anxious. I feel like I've got a piece of lead on my chest. And when we went in to do the work around it again, guys, and I get this is a lot what's going on with you, Justine, is you are taking on the heaviness of the collective consciousness. It's daunting out there, guys, between COVID and the election and the fear. And it's just, you have to be vigilant every day not to allow it to permeate your energetic bubble, which means you have to be very present in creating your own. Now, there's a core belief, now that we understand this page here, 1 through 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Well, guys, I'm telling you, most of us feel that way. I'm not supposed to be here. I didn't sign up for living through this year. I'm not supposed to be afraid of my health everywhere I go. I'm not supposed to be afraid of my government and what's going to happen to my country. I'm not supposed to be here. But you know what, guys? We are. We are supposed to be here because we're the ones that know how to hold the balance so we create a better outcome.
Yes.
We create. Go ahead.
I got a little bit of proof of that yesterday because I had a really great Reiki session with a client who's fairly new, and when we got done and I did the speaking part of it, and it's like, and everything I said, and she's crying and she's just like, yes, 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 and I'm like, okay, so something's opening up, something else is happening, but
yes, like, your channel is opening up. So I want to know, the channel wants to know, what did you say to her? Because that's what you need to say to yourself.
That's what I said to her about, you're here for a reason. You're supposed to be here right now, even though I know it doesn't feel like it to, you know what I mean? And it's like she's crying and I'm starting to cry a little bit. And
that's what
it's
about. And that's what your kitty is taking on to help you see, right? And also the channel is going, have you done Reiki on your kitty?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, can you Reiki her heart?
Okay.
Just to, this is so interesting. Just to let her know she's safe. And you're okay, and she can open her heart again.
Oh, my God. It's exactly what I was trying to do the other morning, but I did it, with only 5 minutes to spare before I had to run out the door. It's like, I need to do this, but, I'm running out of time here. I
got
to go.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. You got time today. And now you understand how to put it all together, okay?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You bet, Justine. And you give that kitty... You give that kitty a little ear scratch for me. Oh, my gosh, it's Daniel. Hi, baby.
Hi, incredibly wonderful, delicious, delightful D-Wallace.
Oh, I'm basking in those words. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good with a few moments of
Yeah, well, welcome to everybody, I think. But, you know, I got to tell you, when I go out of our community and work with a lot of other people, guys, we are so lucky that we really understand that we are the power that chooses love and joy, no matter what happens. It's getting us through big time in a much more balanced way. But you have a question. What is it?
Well, and it's dovetailing right into the top of the show. The past few days, I have noticed kind of a sharp pressure pain in my right eye when I look quickly one direction to the other. And I got to ask you about it.
Well, we're going to the body book, which, you know, it takes a while, guys, so bear with me till I get to eyes. They're just big books here. Okay. XY. All right, this page, here. Okay, how am I doing? They are having issues with how they are handling things. This often arises from a history of wrong making from their family. I don't get we're going to that so much, but just go to the line, oh my God, how am I going to handle all this? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you just start getting up every morning and now and start saying, I'm directing me to know that I see clearly how to handle everything through love. I see clearly, everybody. I see clearly how to handle everything through love. Now, that's the energetic thing. But they also, did you poke it, Daniel?
No.
We're going toward poke, but that's not the word that's going to. This is the picture that they're showing me. They're showing me like a student in high school, and you've got a pencil in your hand and you take the eraser part and you hit your eye by accident with it. So what does that bring up for you? Oh, well, it's something about learning. What are you in fear that you can't handle?
It's learning to let go of. To let go of things, to let go of the past.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you keep wanting to look to the left to try and see the past. They want you to look straight forward and create the future. You cannot keep telling, we cannot keep telling our stories and looking at what happened to us and talking about them and create the life we want right now. It's not possible, guys. Your brain can't focus on two things at one time. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Focus only on that through love and joy. That's
yes.
It.
Yes, yes.
Hold on. Is there anything else or any other? Nope. That's it, baby. Let's balance it. I mean, big stuff is coming in from this show today. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Yeah, that's everything. Okay, yeah. Now on a physical thing, do you have eye drops or something that you can use?
No, and I wasn't getting that it was to a point of really, it would get the energetic cleared and it'll dissipate very quickly. And it actually has today already.
Okay, good. If it needs a little help, you might find, I'm not a doctor.
Yep.
So you test this, you know how to test. Allergy drops, eye drops that you can buy over the counter and see if your energy feels that it's safe and helpful for you if it doesn't clear up.
Yeah.
But I get it's already on its way clearing up. So, okay?
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. All right. Thank you. Great to talk to you.
Nice to check you. Love you much.
You too. All righty. Let's see. Let's go to Pauline in Queens. Hi, Annie.
Hey.
You're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for choosing me.
You're welcome. You created it, Pauline. You created it.
I know, but I don't know. I guess I'm really seeing that every time I call in. I really, really want to talk to you. I do get on, it seems like, and I wasn't sure this was a live show. Okay.
What's your question?
Since somebody just brought up a physical thing, I'm going to ask something on my physical level. Right now, I've been erupting as if I've been getting bitten by mosquitoes. I know I haven't been getting bitten by mosquitoes. It's been like the whole month. So I don't know what that means, and I'm sort of curious since you have this book that you just mentioned. I'm like,
we're not going to the book. But we are going to your words. You're erupting. So there's anger, but underneath the anger is grief and fear. So what are you in fear about, Pauline?
I'm sort of unsure where to go. I'm at a crossroads, so that's probably what the fear is. I don't know what's the right step, but I guess I'll have to check with my spirit and my heart, and that's the only way I'll know, just to make steps, little ones at a time.
That's correct, and just know that when you say I am divinely guided, all my highest good is happening for me through divine love, the energy has to follow that, so trust it. Do you understand?
That's my situation. Yes, trust is my big issue. Yes.
Well, so if you know that you have to move forward and you are in fear of trusting yourself moving forward in any way, do you understand that's like water being built up against a dam?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Uh-huh.
And pretty soon, if the pressure becomes too much, it has to erupt somewhere. Now, have you checked with a doctor about this?
No, I don't have insurance, so I'm not checking. And plus, I don't like what they give you. Regular doctors will give me, and I'm trying to figure this out. Spirit-wise,
that's the energetic thing.
Right.
Also, do you have dry skin? Sorry to get so personal, but...
Well, I guess I do. I haven't been drinking enough water lately.
Yep.
I guess that's another thing that I really need to be
you
conscious
might,
of.
You might drink some more water because they're saying some of it has to do on a physical level with dry skin. So... drink more water. We all need to be drinking more water. Dear God, especially if you're in L.A., you need to be drinking more water.
Well, I'm in New York, so I'm not.
Well, but,
you really have it bad.
Your body just, all of our bodies need more water. And, you know, maybe get some baby oil or some nice cream and just love on your body, you know.
Right.
Give it some
toxins too, right? I mean, is that part of it? I mean, I know emotionally you just mentioned the emotional aspect, but also toxins are trying to leave my body as well, I believe.
Well, then you better drink more water.
Yeah, that makes a lot, yeah.
Because otherwise, what happens to the toxins? They build up, right?
Yep. Recirculate.
Okay.
Thank
yep.
you so much.
You bet. Interesting stuff today. Well, let me get her off. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby cake.
Thank you so much. So I just have a request that we could keep Kate in light, love, and healing. She just had a procedure for her heart valve, and I just would like the community to send her love. And
now,
she's in Manhattan.
Who is this, Anna?
This is a friend and whose dog I'm taking care of. And so Bunny has a little cutaneous cyst on her left side. Very coincidental that her mom's having heart surgery.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing some Jinshin Jitsu on Bunny.
Okay, so.
And the cyst is smaller.
Great. Great, great. What's your friend's name?
Kate.
Okay, hold on. My balance and my switch. I'm getting the. Okay, this is weird, guys, so hang in here with me. The channel is saying if we work on the dog, the dog's energy is so tied to Kate's, which I certainly understand with my freedom. If we work on the dog, we'll heal better. Interesting, huh, guys? Everybody
well,
tests
my critters
this.
Are incredible, special to me, and I know Bunny
oh,
is
my
incredibly
gosh. Me too.
High energy. Yeah.
All right, so the little doggy's name is what?
Bunny, B-U-N-N-Y.
Bunny. So everybody just come together, drop into your heart. Pull up your love place and hold the intention of sending that to Bunny. Oh, such a sweet soul it is.
She's a little schnauzer poodle mix, so she's got that grayish dark spots like a schnauzer.
Yeah, everybody
poodle.
Just envelop her with love. Tell her thank you. She doesn't have to take this on, and she can help her master be in the state of health and wellness. But just send her some love. Hold on, not quite done yet. Okay, now we're done. Now, Anna, you can do that with your friend, Kate,
okay.
Also. You okay. can talk to her energy. Tell her she is the state of health and wellness. She is the state of divine love. Let her know that her doggy is fine and getting better. That they're healing together. And you just remind her that she is the light. Okay? She,
mm-hmm.
We all are the light, guys. We are the light and the love and the life that create our health and wellness. Okay. They want us to balance again, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Okay, anything more we can do? No, wow, that felt really good to me, Anna. Could you feel
goosebumps
that with
on
the
my
dog?
My whole body, my arms are covered in goosebumps. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was interesting that we got to her through the dog because of their connection. Well, I gotta tell you, that makes so much sense with me and Freedom. We're just Yeah. I mean, she's like my shadow. Wherever I go, there she is. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for bringing in. I'll have to be aware of that now, that to ask about animals and if there's an animal. Gina in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Oh, my gosh. I just burst into tears sending love to Buddy.
I know.
Really, really felt it. And I had a love, too, if it was a dog. So totally get it. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank the channel. So, yep.
Yeah, that was really great. So I'm actively creating Breathing Easily. And something happened today that was really interesting. I woke up with a polyp in my left nose, which is common. And I just kind of, I didn't ignore it. I just saw it, got ready, and went grocery shopping. And on my way back, it disappeared. It was gone. And so there's something about not giving too much energy to my physical manifestation. It's like, and it's really hard to do when you have snot running down your nose and you know what I'm saying? But there's something about that. So I'm really loving it. But I was curious, why
you know,
did the polyps show up?
This is, no, you don't even want to go there. Who the hell cares? But but
it's so powerful.
To get to the highest core thing. And they're saying it's not about your nose, it's about grief.
It's still grief.
So,
okay.
Well, what are you grieving about, Gina? Because first of all, you're not balanced. Can you balance yourself? Does everybody know how to do that?
Yeah, I thought I was. I did it this morning when I woke up.
Well, yeah, but as soon as you get on the call sometimes, it's like walking into a doctor with a white coat, you know. You forget everything you want to ask him. So good. Now you're balanced. Your heart's open. Your chakras are open. Good. What are you grieving about? Oh, now see, they closed. Soon as I say, what are you grieving about? That's how powerful this grief is. If I say animals, what comes up?
Henry, my dog.
Okay.
I mean, I love animals. I'm in love with animals.
But go to Henry, your dog.
Yep, we are.
Where
connected.
Is the grief?
It's in my sinuses, it's in my head.
No, where's your grief around Henry? What does Henry represent grief-wise?
Oh, he's unconditional love. He's unconditional love.
Okay.
And he's, you know, he left 3 years ago, right? He passed over 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, and that's the cause of your schnoz, woman. You're still in grief for losing this unconditional love.
Yeah.
Go
and
get another unconditional love, Gina. Go get another one.
Okay.
Okay.
And my mom also passed this year. So it's the two people.
Well, sweetheart, you're grieving the loss of love.
That's it. That's it. Grieving
that's
the loss
the
of
highest
love.
Thing. So
okay.
Start by loving yourself, choosing to love yourself. Okay?
Yep.
Give yourself.
But I feel like I've,
all the love you can, and then the channel really thinks it's time for you to get another Henry. And Henry will lead you to the right doggy.
Henry will lead me. I want it to be Henry.
Well, fine. Say that.
I know. Well, we've been talking about it. So I need a yard. So I need a different kind of house.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's bullshit.
That's just a BS reason to put it off.
Okay.
You go for walks every day anyway. Take him for a walk. Get Henry reincarnated into a small dog.
Okay.
Okay. But don't That's like saying, here, Dee, here's a great film. Here's everything you asked for. Oh, maybe I shouldn't go. Yeah, you got it now. Okay. I want you to send me a picture of the new Henry. All right, Gina.
Thank you so much. Can Henry be a cat?
Huh? Henry can be any energetic thing you want him to be. It's his energy that you're calling forward. So, okay. Yes. Or a bunny rabbit, or a guinea pig, or a
both.
Person.
Yeah, I feel like it's both. Yeah.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Well, the little animals sure made a statement on today's show, didn't they? I just love that. I just love it. I love our animals. I love the beauty and the love they bring to this world. Ha! My heart is just bursting open with love about this show. What a strange, different, awesome, incredible, empowering show for me this was, and I hope for you. Let's say it together, guys. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it is. All about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.